You're listening to the Denver Real Estate Investing Podcast, where it's all about helping you grow your Denver real estate portfolio. Here's your host, Chris Lopez.
Hey, everyone. Chris Lopez here, and welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than what I usually publish for the podcast. Today, you get all me for the entire episode. And that's because I got a really big announcement that I'm very excited to share with you guys. And I've actually been working on this in some form or the other for about the past 18 months. Now, 18 months ago, I had no idea that this is how it would come to it, but just one of those ideas that developed into what we're about to announce. And that is a new book that I am pleased to say I just published last week. It's called The 2019 Guide to Denver Real Estate Investing Strategies. And it's a crowdsourced book from various Denver investors talking about their personal strategies and their goals. So this book is all out. I'll tell you how to get it here in a few minutes. I'll give you some backstory and why I published this book first. So it's actually a little bit funny, a little bit embarrassing, but a lot of times that's how ideas come about. So a lot of you don't know this, but my college degree is in financial planning. And I never pursued a career as a financial planner. I didn't like the industry. It's not where I wanted to go with my career. But I've always had a big interest in personal finance, investing, and I felt like understanding that skill set was a vital foundation, just, you know, long-term success as a person so I could retire one day. As all of you know, schools teach zilch about financial education. So throughout the years, I've always had that big interest in myself, and I've always, you know, found myself helping friends or friends of friends put together some very basic financial plans. And this is just because they have no clue. And so I enjoy doing it as well. And so about 2 years ago, I would say, I was helping one of my wife's friends actually kind of put together a very basic financial plan because she was starting a new job and wanted to figure out 401k contributions, plus living expenses, plus how to pay off student loans. So, you know, all sorts of different angles you can take on that. So I was helping around and saying, hey, it's really important that we write this down so that you know exactly what you need to do and you can look at it. And I can't remember, but it was just a few sentences or a few seconds after I told her that, I was like, damn it. I'm not doing what I'm preaching. I don't have my current strategies and goals written down for my new business, for my real estate investing. I was like, I gotta get on this. And the reason I'm such a big believer on that, it's not just that's what they taught me in college about, you know, financial planning, hey, write down your goals. It's actually just from experience. So in the past, every time I wrote things down, good things happen. It didn't always come out the exact way I wanted to or planned for it, but good things did happen from it. At least got me a lot closer to my end goal than times when I did not write down my goal. And I'm talking about, you know, various business plans, businesses I started back in college or my 20s when I wrote things down, a lot more clarity, a lot more success. Marketing plans, goals, both personal goals, financial goals, investing goals, just all that stuff. Whenever I've written it down, I've seen more success. And I can say from everyone I've talked to, I've seen a similar trend. So yeah, I'm a big believer in writing down your goals. It's kind of like trying to drive to a destination. Hey, you want to use Google Maps to get somewhere and you can go a dozen different ways. But if you actually don't put your destination address into Google Maps, it can't tell you where to go. And I view that the same way as writing down your goals and strategies. It's your roadmap for getting you there. You may take a few wrong turns, you know, you may go circle around a few times, but you ultimately get to the destination. So I was like, wow, I need to write this down for myself because this is when I was launching my own business as a realtor and I was getting very focused on my own real estate investing because before then, real estate investing had not been my primary way I was investing. It was through stock trading, stock investing, and running businesses. And through all that, I realized, hey, running businesses and focusing on active investing in real estate is, I think, the best way to create wealth. I was like, well, I got these grand plans. I have no strategy written down for myself. So I immediately started working down on writing my strategy. And a couple other things I have found helpful for me as I've accomplished things over the years is not only writing it down, but two other things as well. One is publicly sharing it, and then also having an accountability partner or having people hold me accountable to it. So I wrote down my strategies. Oh, great. It's great that got written down, but I've got one out of the three checklist or checkboxes checked off. So then I took the strategy and I took around to a few of my colleagues around Denver that I respected. And the first couple were people like Charles Roberts and Joe Massey, who I have tremendous respect for, and they've been around the market for a while. So, hey guys, I want you to read this and just give me some feedback. Am I totally off the wall? What's your opinion on here? So I show with them, got some great feedback. And then I started showing with some other people, got some good feedback. And I was like, hey, you know what? I need to actually publicly share this and get some accountability in there. So I decided to post it to the Denver Investment Real Estate website. And that actually got a lot of great conversations going with people all around, not only Denver, actually all around the country. I actually got a much better response than I expected and just led to a lot of fun, interesting conversations. And I realized, hey, you know, I'm not the only person really interested in this stuff, because I talked to people who shared my similar frustrations. It was like, cool, I go to Google or I go to classes, I talk to people, and they're talking about rules, the 1% rule or whatever rules that don't apply to the Denver market, or it's someone that, you know, retired 20 years ago and built their real estate empire in a different market. All great stuff, but that's not in today's current market in Denver. Today in Denver is very different than 20 years ago. And Denver is very different than LA, which is very different from Cincinnati. So I wanted to say, hey, I want to figure out a way I can get very specific market-specific strategies and goals. So I then leveraged that strategy and said, hey, Charles, Joe Massey, other people out there, write down your strategies, because it's a good way for me to learn. And it's really cool content on the website that people are really enjoying. So I think we published that like the fall of 2018 is when all that got going. And it got fun traction, good traction, lots of great conversations. And then fast forward about a year later, it was like December 2018. And it was literally one of those like shower thoughts. I was just in the shower thinking about, I think, my goals for next year, you know, business goals, marketing plans, investing goals, all that stuff. And I was like, all right, I got to start updating my investing strategy again and rewrite my goals. And then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what would be a really fun thing to do? We should publish it into a book. Because, again, I'm not the only person interested in this. I bet if we publish a book, a lot more people will contribute as well. So I took that idea, ran with it immediately later that day, started emailing people, writing down plans, and was able to compile a book. Now, I will be very frank, my original goal is to publish this in like February. So we're a few months later, June, but again, better late than never. But that's just because I got really busy with things, took me a lot longer to get things compiled from people, but I am completely stoked with how it came out. So talking about the books now, so that's a backstory, and then talking about this book, and I'll talk a little bit about the future plans of this book, because it's going to be an annual book that gets republished every single year, and I think it'd actually be something really cool that you and anyone else around Denver can actually actively participate in. So first, I have to say a big thank you to all the contributors and co-authors of this book. I know, you know, my communication at times on what I wanted was not always clear, but we emailed back and forth, we talked, they wrote it, they did it, and I greatly appreciate it. So I'm just going to read through each person's name in the book as a thank you and also give you a quick rundown as to what that person is investing in. And these are in no specific order other than the table of contents. So my strategy is in there, but the next one is Brian Henry. And Brian is a investor here in Denver buying rental properties. Then we have Colin Jones, who's a house hacker and also bought a commercial property for his own business to use. And then Daniel, who's a house hacker and rental property investor. Doug Dilmuth, who's a rental property investor. He's also got some, he's got a good background in stocks and equities as well. And then Jeff White, he's a house hacker. He's done some wholesaling. I think he's done a flip as well. His chapter's in here. Justin Cooper of Pine Financial. So Justin's a hard money lender, and he's also a rental property investor and fix and flipper. Kevin Amosh, who owns Pine Financial, and he's a very active investor himself around Denver. He's got some great content because he's been through the good times, the bad times, the ups and downs, and he's, you know, got a lot of great information to share. Kyle Doney, who I think he just started getting to investing like 4 or 5 years ago, but he's built a tremendous business here on fix and flipping, wholesaling, and he's got a nice rental portfolio built up as well. And I got Michael Audetat, who is a rental property investor here, and he's just getting a few more properties to hit his retirement goal. Terrence Doyle and Brandon Gossett. These guys have been on the podcast before as well, and they've got a very impressive real estate investing business. They talk about their goals and strategies on shifting from single family flips to actually going into apartment building flips for this chapter. Zach Van Pruen, who is another house hacker and rental property investor, and he's another like personal finance nut. Have had lots of fun conversations with him. Joe Massey, who I think if you've listened to this podcast, you know who Joe is. He's on a lot of podcasts. He's my go-to lender, and he's an active investor himself in buying rental properties. And he's actually got, I think, one of the most unique strategies for buying rental properties. And actually the way he uses leverage and financing to buy his properties. So make sure you read that. We got Joshua Ernie, who is a rental property investor, actually, and he's doing his first house hack right now. And we've had some very long and interesting email chains back and forth about investing, using life insurance policies and investment vehicles. He talks about that there in his book. We got Craig Kurlop, who is a very successful house hacker. I think he's been on the podcast as well. A lot of you guys have seen him on Bigger Pockets, on the podcast, on social media. He shares his goals on here. Mark Cunningham, who is the president of Grace Property Management, he shared his investing goals, and we actually recorded a fabulous podcast, I mean, look at probably a year and a half ago. He was one of the very first contributors. Lots of great knowledge from him. Lucas Miller, who is, he's house hacked here in Denver, and now he's focused his business on multifamily syndication out of state. So if you want to learn about multifamily syndication, read his chapter. We have Derek Marlin of Elevate, and he's a flipper around town with a couple of really interesting programs as well for educating, consulting, and doing some partnership flips. And so he's a good flipper. I also know some of his other plans as well for his business. He talks about on here. A couple other authors, I'm flipping the page here, is Adam Adams. He has, he's become a very successful multifamily syndicator. He does a lot of stuff out of state. He runs a lot of meetups around town and breaks down how to get into that segment of investing. And then the last contribution is actually titled Nomad Investing. And this is from my friend and colleague, James Orr, who is a investor, realtor, computer programmer, financial whiz, among other things, up in Fort Collins. And it's actually a guest chapter from a new book that he's publishing that actually goes through very specific financial modeling on what he calls house hacking, calls it Nomad, on how house hacking can get you to financial independence. So those are all the contributions. So again, a big thank you to all those people. I appreciate it. Then, of course, there's the introduction. There's a couple of chapters before and after on just some other things like creating your real estate investing strategy. And that's actually what the book ends on, is creating your real estate investing strategy. Because my goal here is not for this just to be a book that you read and get an idea from. And hopefully it helps you out. And I know that's what a lot of people do. And then a certain percentage of other people hopefully take it a step further and take the advice from the Create Your Investing Strategy, which is actually go out there and write your own goals and your investing strategy. Because I know my experience of not writing it down is very common. I've talked to a ton of clients, other people, where they don't write it down. And so I want this to actually inspire, motivate, make happen, whatever, to go out there and get you writing your own real estate investing strategy. Because I have a bigger goal with this book. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, it's to publish a new edition every single year. And I'll get better at publishing around, you know, quarter one of every year now, since I've got my process down for collecting the articles and publishing it. And my plan is for anyone that wants to, current authors that want to update their strategy, great. Come in here, update it, write your new goals, put it in here, and then get new contributors every year, people that write down their goals, write down their strategies, to come in here and then write it and be in the next edition as well. And what my hope is from here, and one of them is a very selfish thing, it's actually just for me to learn from other people. I read every person's investing strategy. It helps my own knowledge. So a lot of it is just very self-serving. But from the bigger picture, It's to get people to write down their goals. It's to get people to have accountability, and it's to get people to do some public sharing. Those three things I mentioned. And so I hope this book can be a catalyst for it, because if you can plug into this book, which is crowdsourced, which will have a community of people behind it, should hopefully give you ideas, should help you get through the hard times, should hopefully help you figure out what you need to do to get to where you want to go. Because if your goal is to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month in passive income from real estate, great. But there's almost an infinite number of ways to go about doing it, from house hacking to rental properties to investing to burst, out-of-state investing to starting a business. All sorts of stuff can filter in there. And there's no one right or wrong way. There's not like, oh, my way is better than your way, or one of these other contributors' way is better than my way or your way. It's about what's the right fit for you with your goals, your interest, your time, your financial abilities, and all these other factors. So it's about figuring out what's right for you and then executing on it. So get the book, read it, get plugged in the community, because when you start collaborating with other people, some amazing things happen. So that's my challenge to you. Read the book, write down your goals, and then get back with me, get back with Joe Massey. We'll help you kind of clarify things. We'll get you in the next book. So, talking about the book, now let's talk about how to get the book. So, I've got a big box of books, and you can see, if you're watching the video, you can see some behind my shoulder on the shelf. Got a big box of books to give away. My intent is to not make money off the book. I know I won't make money from my $1.30 or something royalty off the book. But my intent is to use the book and kind of get all this, get some momentum out there, get some stuff going on. So we got this big box of books, I should say, and Joe Massey was gracious enough to split the cost with me. And so here's our plan. We teach a lot of classes together. You know, we teach a house hacking class. You come to that class, you'll get a book for free. We've also got a couple new classes coming out. We got a class coming out called The Deal Quadrant. We actually break down the four ways you can go out there and find deals around Denver. You come to that class, you get a free book. We have another new class coming out called The Return on Investment Quadrant. And I think this is a class I'm most excited about to talk about, because it goes into the overall picture on how you make money from real estate and not just focusing on cash flow or hoping you get appreciation to make money. It actually breaks down the way you make money in real estate and gives you a more holistic understanding about how you can go out there and actually calculate your returns. And then I am revamping my Create Your Investing Strategy class. I think I've taught that twice now locally. So if you've been to that, that's getting totally scrapped and getting redone, because publishing this book, helping some other people write their strategies, giving me a lot of new ideas. So we'll be going out there and starting to teach that class as well. So go to the events calendar on Denver Investment Real Estate. So denverinvestmentrealestate.com/calendar. The link's in the show notes as well. They'll be on there. Now, if you don't want to come to classes or you can't make it, I understand. Go to Amazon and search for Denver Real Estate Investing Strategies, and I imagine it would pop up. It's a white cover with lots of purple lettering. I'll also put a link to it in the show notes. Now, step one is to get a copy of the book if you want to write down your strategy and then get it published in the next edition. The next thing I'm asking people that really want to hit all three of those avenues or hit all three of those checkboxes, writing it down, publicly sharing it, and getting accountability, take the book, get yourself in there, and take a picture of you and the book, and then post it to Instagram, Facebook, or wherever you hang out online. Tag me, tag Joe Massey in there. Our handles will be in the show notes on here. And then use the hashtag Denver Strategy. So Denver, D-E-N-V-E-R, Strategy, S-T-R-A-T-E-G-Y, singular, not plural. Tag it in there, and then write that, you know, give it a couple sentences on what you're doing, depending on where you're at. If you're brand new, great. Say, hey, I got this book. I'm going to commit to creating my own, writing down my strategies and goals, whatever you want. Talk about what your current plans are. Talk about challenges you're facing. Just give a couple blurbs on there as to where you're currently at, because what I'm hoping will happen, well, I know what happens, is that Joe and I will monitor those. We'll give you feedback. We'll help, figure out things the best we can, point your direction of resources, and hopefully other people out there who are doing the same thing, search that hashtag, find others, connect, collaborate, find some accountability partners. And then last but not least, write it out. And depends on how you are. Some people, you can take it and say, great, I'm going to write it out. Awesome. Do it. And then once it's written, email me. And I'll have some specific instructions on kind of the format and, you know, what we want in the new book. Basically, you know, keep it clean, no self-promotion. It's about sharing your strategy and adding value to others. So if you share your strategy, other people will as well. So you can learn from them. And then just be willing to meet and talk with other people. I want to build that community around it as well. Now, I know writing your strategy and goals, especially for real estate, can get very daunting and it can be a very hard thing to do on your own. So there's a small percentage of people that can do it. Great. Good for you guys. For those of you that you can't, come to our new class, the Create Your Real Estate Investing Strategy class. So that's the one that Joe and I are revamping. I don't have all the dates figured out yet, but our plan is roughly to teach it every other month between now and the end of the year. So that class, you come to once, come to twice, come to all four or five classes. And what we'll do is we'll actually walk you through some framework and some steps for helping you kind of create your goals and strategies. And that way you can go there, get some ideas, go home, write it out, come back and share it. And so hopefully you can share it and meet other people. You can help have me and Joe help you refine it as well. So come to that class if you need help or want help on writing your strategy and get plugged into other people doing things around town. All right. So I think I hit on all the bullet points I wanted to. So to just, repeat the important information. The new book is out, The 2019 Guide to Denver Real Estate Investing Strategies. Come to one of the classes. All those classes will be in the show notes. Or go to Amazon and order the book. And then please, if you get the book and it helps you out, do me a favor, take a picture, post it on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, hashtag us on Denver Strategy, tag me and Joe, we'll comment on there, we'll help you out, and then come to one of our classes. All right, guys, thank you so much. If you've got questions or ideas or need help, reach out to me. You now get a hold of me.